Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, and today another sneak peek at one of the beautiful homes on the showcase of new and remodeled homes. These are in-person and live virtual tours coming up this weekend, October 15th through the 17th, throughout the Washtenaw and Livingston County region. Again, it's being sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor and the HBA of Livingston County, the Home Builders Association there. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Joining me is one of the best in our area when it comes to beautiful homes. He is Jeff Forward from Forward Design Build. And Jeff, you've got just another beauty that you have created here. This is a whole house remodel and then some, right?
Yes. Yeah, we really took a pretty traditional one-story brick ranch and turned it into a two-story modern with a mid-century feel home. It's a very different looking home, and I can't take all the credit, as much as sometimes that can be fun, but this is really a product of our team, which I'm very happy to have.
Well, you've got a great team at Forward Design Build. This home is on Northside Avenue. This is on the north side of Ann Arbor, near Barton Drive, Longshore Drive, up in that area there. And I understand that the homeowners, it was really important for them to stay in that neighborhood.
Yes. So they actually lived a couple houses down. And when this property came up for sale, they really loved the lot. And through some discussions, they decided we're going to make this neighborhood and this home our forever home. And they started the process. Well, and they eventually called us.
And just beautiful. We started out with about 1,000 square feet, I understand. What did you end up with?
We started out with 1,079 square feet with a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath. And we ended up with a 2420 with 4 bedrooms and 3.5 baths. So, yeah, we added approximately 1,300 square feet.
Including a second story.
Yes. Yes, there's a fairly unique second story with a modern twist to it to help it kind of stand out from the crowd.
Oh, describe that to me. What do you mean?
So, on our website and on the Bragg website, the exterior photos are being added. But the homeowner wanted a fun exterior, but also wanted a maintenance-free exterior. So we've got a combination of existing brick that has been painted gray, as well as a gray vinyl siding look with black windows. And then we've got a strong wood form breaking through the traditional roof line that also transitions into the front porch. And the wood is actually a composite material, a cement siding from a company called Nichiha. And it's a pretty stunning look, and we're pretty proud of it.
Oh, that sounds remarkable. Now, our listeners can go to showcaseofhomes.net, find out all about the showcase of new and remodeled homes, but also see this one in particular with the photos that are up there. It's number 5 on the tour this weekend. And again, that's showcaseofhomes.net. Also, Forward Design Build Remodel, their website is planforward.net. We're talking with Jeff Forward. Jeff, I want to tell you what I love about this house. First of all, the flooring is incredible. What is that?
That is a whitewater hickory from Chelsea Plank Flooring in Chelsea. And it is a pre-finished wood. It's just beautiful.
It is gorgeous. I also love the color on the cabinets.
Yes, we had a lot of fun with doing bright colors or contrasting colors throughout the house with some of the cabinetry. So in the kitchen, we've got a pretty strong wood tone on the base cabinets, and then a darker blue, grayish blue on the island and some of the wall cabinets as well. And we've got it in a mix that we feel helps just bring a lot of intrigue and interest into the kitchen.
And then are those quartz countertops?
Yes, they're quartz.
Yeah.
One of the most durable countertops you can use.
Right. And it just goes so beautifully just with the aesthetics of this being a mid-century modern. Also, I noticed on the backsplash there, it looks like subway tile, but placed rather artfully, and also with the darker caulk in between them, which really sets it off.
Yes, and that's also for cleaning reasons as well. White caulk is going to traditionally gather dirt easier. So a darker a grout in this use is going to help define the shape and really create texture within the pattern.
Incredible. What about upstairs? Tell me a little bit about the addition.
So the addition is we're really focused on pushing bedrooms upstairs. So we've got two bedrooms and a bathroom plus a full master suite on the second floor.
Wow. Incredible. And then anything as you head like towards the back of the house, the backyard area?
The house is on a hill and the backyard area is just really flattens out and you really feel fairly isolated from the front of the house, which is really nice. Ann Arbor has these beautiful little alcoves all over the city where you don't necessarily feel like you're living in a developed subdivision. And this has the same feel.
Yeah, absolutely. The mudroom is great as well. You've got built-ins in there. There's a place for everything. And also contrasting blue to the other darker blue that you used on the other cabinets. Plus the tile in there is incredible on the floor.
Yes, it's a very fun, very textured tile. So it keeps your interest for sure. But then we've got this turquoise blue open shelving in the built-ins for the utility room, which is often described as the hardest working room in the house.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be doing in-person tours. Some of the builders are doing virtual tours. All the information online at showcaseofhomes.net. But this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, October 15th through the 17th from noon to 6 p.m. And visitors will be required to follow the COVID-19 mitigation policies. Masks are required, temperature checks, screening survey, etc. And there will be an 8-person capacity in the home at any time. And you can actually buy tickets online, showcaseofhomes.net. The tickets are good at every home that's on the tour this year, some 15, 16 homes. So got a lot to see here. When people come in to see this remodel and talk with you as well, how gratifying is that for you after such a hard project?
Well, it's the project was, a rather fun project to see come together. And yes, we did come through, built this during the pandemic. It's very gratifying to see the project be completed, which it's been completed and they've been living in it for quite some time. But just to be able to show it off and tell our client's story about why they did the project and the decisions that they ultimately made, which we helped them with, it's just going to be really fun. And also to talk with people face to face in this open environment of, seeing the possibilities, because everyone has their ideas about what their house can be. And this is just a great opportunity to see it in person.
Are you still hearing from a lot of people who during the pandemic realized their houses just didn't work for them anymore? And what are they looking for in some of these remodels and additions that you're working on?
So, yes, the demand for professional remodelers, designers and remodelers has never been higher. And it all centers around their unique situation in their house. And it comes down to nesting and improving their stay with where they're at. And specifically, it always is function first and then followed by the aesthetics.
People still going for that open concept, even though they realize, boy, when we're all living in one house, I need somewhere to go to do my work.
it's a combination. Some folks are still interested in that. I would say the majority are, but also there is more of that awareness of creating away space in their home as well. So sometimes it's a basement remodel or a basement finish or a master suite addition, where one of the other rooms, the bedrooms, is being reallocated for an office space. And we've also seen a lot of office additions and screen porches as well.
Absolutely. Well, you do beautiful work at Forward Design Build Remodel. Jeff Forward, and this is the big weekend of the showcase of new and remodeled homes. You can see house number 5 along with all the others on the tour this weekend, but that's the Forward Design Build Remodel home, house number 5, and you can go to showcaseofhomes.net. This runs Friday through Sunday this weekend, new noon to 6 p.m. And you can buy tickets online or at the door with cash or check. $10 to get into all of the homes on all 3 days. Ages 16 and under are free. And don't forget, you will be needing to follow the COVID-19 mitigation policies. Jeff, we wish you well. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us. You do excellent work. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Lucianne. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise. Showcaseofhomes.net for more information and for info on Forward Design, Build, and Remodel. Go to their website, planforward.net. I'm Lucianne Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.